gear up for a fight, and brush up on your breaststroke, because this week's Discovery goes on a mysterious mission in a waterlogged world. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, one of the most magical things about books is their ability to transport readers to other places and other eras. But in Joe Gollum and the Drowning City, authors Mike Mignola and Christopher Golden transport readers to a not-so-distant place that never was. The story takes place in a gritty alternate reality, in a version of New York City's Lower Manhattan that's been flooded by 30 feet of water for 50 years. 14-year-old Molly McHugh spent most of her life on the run in the Drowning City until Felix Orlov took her in as his friend and assistant. So when Felix is taken away by monstrous men in gas masks, Molly sets out to save him with the help of a burly detective named Joe. Well, through both words and pictures, Mignola and Golden create a thrilling world of boats and bridges suspended above an eerie kind of underwater urban graveyard. The tone, then, is fittingly dark, yet it's written in an elegant, classic style that perfectly blends the sci-fi with the supernatural to create a cool steampunk adventure that's appropriate for young adult readers. Still, while the setting is intriguing and the characters are fascinating, the story seems to be missing something. The sparse, often abstract illustrations don't really bring the story to life, and some of the characters simply feel like alluring shadows. Each one seems to have an important past, but the stories are often glossed over in an attempt to push the action along. As a result, readers may be left wanting to know more about these strange characters. So is it worth venturing out into this wild, watery city, or are you safer on dry ground? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The story takes readers on a mesmerizing trip to an unimaginable world, and that darkly magical setting will help you overlook some of the story's shortcomings. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Joe Gollum and the Drowning City by Mike Mignola and Christopher Golden is 272 mystical, magical pages long and is available in paperback from St. Martin's Griffin. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.